Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him pure is joy would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreariest way, anywhere with Jesus in a house of grace. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I will land and sea.
And he looks at those words, the depth, the height, the breadth, and the length. God is designed for us to comprehend God's love, because Paul told that to Timothy. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That the Word of God helps us to comprehend the love of God. Then the second, the song that we sing, was in the, I did by chance, the Scripture that John read to us in Colossians 3 and verse 16. Let the Word, interesting is the connection there. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. See, our songs have a place or a part in our learning, our comprehension. And so this lesson includes both God's Word and the songs that we sing. You ever notice, especially as youngsters, how songs help us learn? You think as really, you know, preschool, one thing to help those youngsters learn their ABCs was to sing them. I'm going to sing it for you. I know. You know, look at there. They got one coming right now. ABCs. Same thing with learning the apostles' names. Come on, we sing them. In fact, I can't name the apostles without singing the song. Jesus called them, one by one. Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Next came Philip, Thomas too, Matthew, and Bartholomew. The twelfth apostle, Judas made. No, let's start up. No, James the one they call the left, Simon also Thaddeus. The 12th apostle Judas made, Jesus was by him betrayed. Like someone does. Now, I do know the ABCs without singing them. But I don't know the apostles without singing them. So let's look at four dimensions of God's love. And we'll incorporate the Word of God and then a song to help us. But number one, you recognize this, the breadth of God's love. It's worldwide. The breadth of God's love. The gospel is for all. In Mark chapter 16, that was the commission that Jesus gave his apostles. He said, go into all the world. The breadth of God's love. Don't leave anybody out. Don't be selective. You go everywhere that there's people. And you preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes is baptized shall be saved. God's love is not limited or narrowed to a particular group or nationality or race of people. In Acts chapter 10, verse 5, but in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted in him. The song, I have nothing else, the song that we're going to sing this one. We're going to teach and admonish and instruct each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So sing with me on this one. You probably don't even need your book. Hymn number 1015. But we're going to sing the first stanza twice. There's only one stanza.
Jesus loves the little children.
Length of God's love didn't shortchange us in any way. He went the full distance. In Matthew 20, in verse 17, Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples, and he said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed under the chief priests and scribes. They shall condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge, and crucify him." The length of God's love, comprehend that. Think about it. Learn it. And then the third day, you'll rise again. The song that tells that story is hymn number 386. Let's sing to one another again a hymn or a spiritual song, and in doing so, we teach and admonish what the Bible says. Hymn number 386 tells the story.
Oh, I did the Savior heaven leave and come to earth below, when in His grace would not receive me, because He loved me so. He loved me, He loved me, He loved me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loved me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and sleep and pray, because He loved me so. He loved me, He loved me, He loved me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loved me so. Why feel the garden dreadful draw? Why through His trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because He loved me so. He loved me, He loved me, He loved me, this I know. He gave Himself to die for me, because He loved me so.
We just read from God's Word and sang about the length of God's love. Number three is the depth of God's love. The depth. God's love, or God's grace, take it personally, reaches me. Reaches all of us. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 1, verse 18, let's come now. Let's reason together. Let's think about it. Comprehend. Learn. Says, let's reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet. They shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Red stains are difficult to get out. You ever notice that? Especially taco sauce. That's why I have my jacket. Red stains. But God's love gets the red sins out. No matter how many sins you've committed. Some people say, oh, I've committed too many sins. God's love can't forgive me or reach me. No. Then they may add to, not only, Brian, do I have too many sins, I've sinned for too long. too many years. God's grace or God's love can't reach me. I can't comprehend that. Then they even add another phrase. Not only have I sinned too many times and too long a time, but my sins are too horrible. My bad sin. God's grace can't reach me. God's love can't reach or forgive me. And the message of this text is God's love does reach me. Even to those who consider themselves the lowest. That's the depth of God's love. In Hebrews 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost. I always like to think of a line of people. And just line up according to how bad you think your sins are. Here's one way at the end of the line. I've just sinned too long, and my sins are too many, and they're too horrible. God can't reach me. No, I'm last in line. God's love reaches to the uttermost, meaning the last in line. Comprehend the love of God. God's love reaches me. That's the depth of God's love. In Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me up. Brought you where? He brought you up. Out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. Brought you up and out. He has set my feet on a rock. Established my goings. He's put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto God. Familiar song. Love lifted me. Number 453. Teach again, admonish one another in songs. Number 453, just stanzas 1 and 3. Just notice the words of these two stanzas. I was thinking deep in sin.
I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep in pain within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea turned my despair and cry. From the water lifted me, now vain am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Comprehend the height of God's love now. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. live also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Here's the reason. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The height of God's love. Song we sing that reflects that attitude. Hymn number 539. Higher Ground, the name of the song. Again, just the first and last stanza.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new life by day, in every day, still praying at thy onward bound. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on hill and stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray, still have I found. Lord, lead me on to high.
That's what the Ethiopian did in Acts chapter 8 when Philip preached unto him Jesus. stopped the chariot. And then both, number five, both Philip and the Ethiopian went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. And he came, they both came up out of the water. And then the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. Why is he rejoicing? He still has a long journey. There's a dusty road. He's rejoicing because now his sins have been forgiven. He has comprehended the love of God and now returns his love through obedience to the gospel, and no doubt he's going to have steadfast Christian living. That's the invitation we extend to you. If you've heard the good news, you believe it, you're willing to repent of your sins, confess.